Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hey guys, welcome back to Love Lighthouse, the show that adds love and light to your life. This week, we're talking about three ways to get through a challenging time. If you listened to my podcast last week, you know that I recently experienced my father's passing, and I'm doing better this week than I was last week. It's actually been 1 week from today since his transitioning into spirit, and it's been quite a week, but I have had a lot of people reaching out to me, a lot of people that have been also sharing things that they're going through in their life. I have helped so many people through grief in my coaching practice over the years, and so for me to be in this seat during this time, it's a little bit of a different experience for me because I'm many times helping other people through their grief in life. I had someone that reached out to me and told me that her dad also passed the week before. And so I just know this is just part of life and that we're all going to either be in it now, have gone through it recently or in the past, or it's going to touch you in the future. At some point, going through grief, losing a loved one, or having a challenging time in your life. Maybe it's not even, you know, having a grief chapter in your life due to a death. Maybe it's from losing a friendship or saying goodbye to a spouse and going through divorce, or, you know, just having that grieving period based on a really challenging time in your life. So I'm going to go over three ways to get through those challenging times. Number one, keep showing up. Oh my goodness. You might feel like climbing in the bed and pulling the covers up over your head and saying, I don't want to do life right now. And you know what? You are totally valid in that. If you want to climb in bed for a day or depending on what's happening in your life, a week or for a short amount of time, but don't let it go on for too long. You got to show up. You got to get your boots on, pull up your bootstraps and actually continue to move through that challenge in your life. You can't give up. You can't hide. You got to show up. So for me, I've definitely had moments in my life of grief. I've gone through a divorce and that one was really, really hard. I wasn't over it in a short amount of time. It took me a long time to move through things. I went through now both of my parents passing. My mom passed a few years ago. Now my father passed. And honestly, my father, he is one of my favorite people. One of my favorite relationships that I have had in this lifetime. So to say goodbye to that physical experience, it has been painful. I don't mean to say that I'm over it in a week because I'm not. And I know there will be moments of emotion that rise up in me. But I also was able to grieve before he passed. Me and my siblings all knew that it was coming. And that we were able to really spend some time to, you know, say what we wanted to say to him and connect with him. And I'm so grateful for that experience that we were able to have that gift, to have that time, because I know a lot of people aren't able to have that time. They don't have a warning or, I guess, a window of time to know that it's coming. And so I'm so grateful that I had that. But the day after, because my father passed away on January 13th, and it was last Friday. So a week ago from today's recording. So normally I do my podcast recording ahead of time and I have it set up and all the things, but I've just been moving and grooving as I can through this whole experience. And I was out of town and I was with my siblings as my father was passing, and I was just in it. I was focused on what I should have been focused on, which was my family and my dad and myself during that time. And so on Friday, my father passed, and then I ended up coming home. When I left town, I told my husband and my kids, I'm going and I don't know when I'll be back. So just hang in there and we'll be in contact, basically. And of course, I was calling my family and checking in with them and stuff, but I didn't know when I was going to come back into town. And I really wasn't thinking a lot about business during that time and about my work. And I ended up coming home Friday night after my dad passed. I drove home that evening and was with my family. And then on Saturday morning, I was having coffee with my husband. And all of a sudden it occurred to me, oh my gosh, I don't have a podcast ready for Monday. Every Monday I release my new podcast. And I just realized I haven't even been focused on it. I haven't done one. I don't know if my guy can even edit it in time. How did I not even think of this? Oh my gosh, right? And my husband said, honey, that's okay. It's okay. You don't have to do a podcast. You don't have to have one. People understand. You don't have to release one every Monday. They understand if you can't do a podcast. And so I kind of settled down and I was like, yeah, that's true. That's right. You know? And then he said, unless you want to, if you want to, you can do it. Maybe it would be good for you. I don't know. What do you want? And then I thought, well, let's think about this. I have released a podcast every single Monday. This is episode 107, and I haven't even missed one. So I thought about that and I thought, you know, what would my dad do? What would he do? And I watched my dad during my mom's passing, and he was so, so heartbroken. And he was grieving so deeply. But I watched my dad. He kept showing up. He got up every morning. He got dressed. He continued to show up in life. He continued to connect with people and to go do what he does. And even though he was going through such a challenging time, even though his heart was broken and he was grieving, he still showed up. And I love what I do. Everyone knows that. They know that I absolutely adore my work. I love working with people. I love helping people and connecting with them and sharing messages to remind them the truth of who they are. So it's not like, oh, I have to go to work, or oh, I have to do a podcast. It's never like that. If it ever was, I would need to look at my work and see what's going on with me, because I'm now at a place in my life where I know what my purpose is. I know what my passion is. And so it's always joyful for me to do my work. And so I thought, you know what? I said to my husband, you're right. I am going to do my podcast. I am. And I'm going to reach out to my guy and see if he can have it edited in time. And sure enough, he said, absolutely. I would definitely have that done for you, Jen. And so it is, right? And so I had my 106th episode released last Monday. And then I had people that I one-on-one coach with that were reaching out to me to say, hey, Jen, do you want to reschedule our call this week? I understand if you do. And I was like, no, I don't. I want to see you. I want to connect with you. I want to continue to do what I do. And so keep showing up. And it definitely helps you move through and get back into that space of getting in your groove. And of course, like I said, depending on what you're going through in life, you might need to just take the day off or take the week off and get in bed and feel it, you know, and that's okay. But as soon as you can, you can't get stuck. You got to keep going. You got to keep moving and grooving. You got to keep showing up for yourself more than anything. And then, of course, for those other people in your life that love you and that you love, you got to keep showing up. And so it's healthy to continue to get up, get dressed, make your bed, make nourishing food, get outside and get some sunshine, keep living. There are people, and you might even be able to think of someone that went through an experience in their life and they got stuck there and they're still there. Still there. There's someone that I remember years ago. She was such a great example to me of what not to do by going through a challenging time and grieving. It's been decades since I've seen this woman, probably 20 plus years since I've seen this woman, but she went through a divorce. Her husband had an affair on her and it broke her heart. And I understand that. But she fell into such a deep depression. And I remember she literally went to bed. She went to bed and just cried and cried and cried. And I knew her sister. And every time I would talk to her sister, I'd say, hey, how's she doing? And she'd say, she doesn't leave the house. She's severely depressed. And this went on for years. I don't know how she's doing now. I mean, I don't have any idea, but I did see that she fell into a very, very deep depression. She gained a ton of weight and she just gave up on life. And that's what you can't do. Okay. You can't do it. I can't do it. We got to keep going. We got to keep moving. We got to get up. We got to open our blinds and get out there, get out into life. So you're allowed a small window of time, depending on what happened, an appropriate amount of time. But then you got to, you know, when the going gets tough, the tough get moving, right? They get grooving, they get going, right? So that's the first thing. In fact, I have an event coming up, Ignite Your Light event. And I have so many things that I've been planning for this that I haven't even gotten to yet. And so like, as far as the marketing and getting the word out there. And so I was like, okay, I don't have time to lay in bed. I have to keep moving. And just watching all my siblings too, they are such an inspiration to me because of course they're still going. So watching them as well. And my husband, he just went through, he's grieving too. We're grieving his grandmother and I've been watching him continue to show up in life and just watching all these people around me. They're an inspiration to me. And I've got all these things I've got to be doing. By the way, if you have not heard about Ignite Your Light, you got to come. It's going to be such an amazing time together. Last year, I did my first event, Ignite Your Light, in March. And this time, this year, it's time for 2023, Ignite Your Light. And the event will be on March 23rd in Salt Lake City. And so I will drop the link in the show notes. So check it out. So much healing occurs in this one day. And people have told me for this entire year how much that event changed their life. And if you don't believe me, you got to just show up and you will believe me. So you got to bring your friends, your spouse, your teenagers. So good for teenagers, such good information. But what it does is it does exactly what the name of it is. It ignites you. It helps excite you for the year. It helps you remember your true essence in your light. So make sure you get your tickets. Right now we have the BOGO, the early bird special going on. And so it's actually buy one, get one free. With each ticket, you get an extra ticket for free. Really cool deal. So the second thing I want you to do that is so important when you're going through a challenging time is to allow the feelings. You gotta feel it to heal it. And we are so afraid of our feelings. We're afraid of feeling that pain. And so we push it away. We do whatever we can to numb ourselves. So many times when we go through a challenging time, we reach for a baba. That's what I call it. It's like, oh, this hurts. I can't feel it. So give me something to make me forget that I'm feeling pain. Whether that's alcohol or weed or pills or sex or whatever it is, working too much to where you are doing whatever you can to not feel, right? I gotta suck my baba to get rid of like my feelings. And so allow yourself to feel, actually welcome those feelings. Obviously, you don't want to fall apart when you're in the middle of work, or there's times that are appropriate and not appropriate for you to be a puddle. I've been saying, like with my dad, I felt like that cloud right here. And anytime I choose to go to it, it's right there. And so I would just be like, okay, I'm going to set this right here, because now I've got to focus on, you know, whatever it was I was focused on. Making dinner, being with the kids, talking to a client, helping a client through something, whatever it was. But at any moment, it's right there. And if I want to go to that cloud of grief, I can be feeling it and moving that grief through me, and waterworks, just crying, crying, crying. And I just felt it right there. And it was like, don't do it, Jen. Don't look over there. Don't look over there, because now's not the time. And then there were times where it was totally appropriate. And the other day, I was in the kitchen and I don't know what it was. I'm not even sure. But all of a sudden, it just hit me. This grief just hit me. And the thought that with my dad, it's totally good that he is not suffering anymore. It is such a blessing. It's awesome that he lived such a long life and such a full life. That's all good. What the grief for me is saying goodbye to that physical experience. I was telling my husband, it's like, you know, my dad, he just adores me. He adores me. And I felt that adoration from him. And he never wants anything from me, right? He just wanted me to be around him. And that's it. He doesn't need me to say anything or be anything. It's that unconditional love sitting right there in physical form. And to say goodbye to that, to being able to play with unconditional love, play a game or cook dinner or have a conversation or look into the eyes of unconditional love and say goodbye to that. Oh, right? So hard. I know that unconditional love is still going to be all around me, because now he's in spirit. I know that, but it's just that physical experience that was so hard to say goodbye to. So the other day I was in the kitchen and all of a sudden it just hit me and I just was crying. And my husband's like standing there like, whoa, what the heck? What just happened? Because he doesn't process things the same way I do. He's also grieving. He's grieving my father. He loves my father so much. He's grieving his grandmother. But he grieved and has grieved, but it's not like he goes in and out of it like I have this last little while. But he, all of a sudden, I'm fine. And then I'm just not. I'm crying, right? And my cute, amazing 13-year-old son was in the other room and he heard me crying and he just stopped what he was doing. He was actually playing a video game and he just set down his video game and he came in and he put his arms around me and he said, Mama, it's okay. He looked up at me with his big, beautiful, I call them owl eyes because he's so wise, like an owl, big curly eyelashes, just looked at me and he just started like gently dancing with me. And I allowed myself to feel, and he was there to support that. And it was just a beautiful moment, but it's okay to allow yourself. You got to feel it to heal it. You got to let yourself cry. Let yourself feel angry. If you're angry about something, it's okay. Like invite that feeling. And as you invite it, as you embrace it, as you love that feeling, or you hold it, even that anger, you could hold it in your hands. It'll dissolve. It'll go away if you allow yourself to feel it. But you got to allow those feelings. Okay. Don't suppress them. Don't say, I can't cry. There's parents that are like, I can't let anybody see me cry. I can't let my children see me cry, because they look at it as a sign of weakness. It is not weakness. You are a human being who is meant to feel. So when you push down those feelings, it is sitting there waiting for you with a vengeance. You're suppressing those emotions and they will show up as blocks. So you don't suppress them. You allow them to move through you. You allow yourself to feel, but then you move through them and move on. So that woman I was talking about that got stuck, she quit showing up in life. She went to bed and she closed her drapes and she cried and she stayed and wallowed in that sadness for a very long time. And that's how she got stuck there. So there's a big difference in continuing to get up and show up in life. And then when that emotion, you feel that emotion, you allow it to move through you. And then you shift your focus after you, you know, have a good cry, then you take a deep breath and you soothe yourself, but then bring yourself to a different space out of that grief to something else, maybe something that makes you happy. Just like with my son, right? Like I was feeling that sadness about my father and saying goodbye, but then my sweet, beautiful son came and he was in front of me and he was just rocking me. And it was just like, what a beautiful gift that, yeah, my dad's not here in physical form anymore, but my son is. I have four beautiful children and a wonderful man, my husband, that they all adore me and I adore them. And then all those other people in my life that I adore. So many times in life, we get stuck on focusing on what's not here anymore instead of seeing all the beauty that is here and how painful that would be for them if I just gave up and went to bed. We can't do that, right? So allow those feelings to move through you. And then you see the beauty in what is here. Okay. And then the last thing, number three, this one's interesting. I haven't ever noticed it before, but this morning I did. It came in for me. So bless yourself. Bless yourself. Okay. So this morning I was in a meditation, and as I was in my meditation, like I just go where I'm guided, where I'm directed, and I was directed towards my husband. And as I saw my husband in my meditation, I realized he could use a blessing. And so I gave him a blessing, and I was blessing his grief, his sadness that he'd been going through. I was blessing him with joy, with love, with peace, with prosperity, with adoration, with light and excitement and zest and a fabulous year and all the wonderful things that we want in life, right? I was blessing him with those. And then as I was blessing him, it was like, oh, you could use a blessing. And I blessed myself. I gave myself a blessing. Now, I've done a lot of healing work. I've done a lot of meditations and visualizations and lots and lots and lots of personal growth. I've never thought of it, at least in those terms, to give myself a blessing. And so I did. I gave myself a blessing. And wouldn't you know it? Remember how I told you that cloud of grief was right here? And I was like, oh, if you look at it, you're going to be a puddle. Well, guess what happened after I gave myself that blessing? The cloud went away. It literally went away. I felt a massive shift. I felt this clarity, this excitement, this zest. I've been in a daze, and I have not just been in a daze for like a week. I mean, I've still been, you know, able to move through life, but like, the last month for sure. It's been a lot of intensity for us to work through these things as a family, with the grief on both sides and knowing that that was coming with my father's passing, and just, you know, helping my children through saying goodbye to their grandfather and never see him again in this lifetime. And like all of it, it's just been a lot. And this morning after I blessed myself, holy cow, did you realize that you are divine and you have the ability to bless yourself. You have the ability to bless your children, to bless your spouse, to bless your spouse, which, mind you, he wasn't in front of me. I wasn't putting my hands on my husband. He didn't even know it. It was a meditation. I was doing it energetically. And then I saw later, as I was kind of flirting with my husband, he was flirting with me as we were getting ready after my meditation. I came, you know, up the stairs and we had some coffee together and he was being playful with me. And I said, honey, are you feeling better today? And he goes, what do you mean better? He goes, yeah, I feel good. And he goes, why would you do to me when I was sleeping? He always says I like do these seances over him or Jedi mind tricks or something. But I said, you know, this morning I gave you a blessing in my meditation. And he goes, you know what? I feel it. I do. I feel it. And so we're powerful. You're powerful. And remember, if you're going through a challenging time, my dear, you have it all right within you that you can connect to that light, that divinity within you. You can call in divine light, love, power, God, universe, whatever word you want to put with it, and you can help heal your heart, your emotions, your mind. And I'm not saying that I'm not going to cry about my father. I will. If the emotions come up, I'm going to let them move through me, but the cloud is gone. I can look at it now and it's like, it's okay. It's okay. So those are the three things. Keep showing up, allow the feelings, and bless yourself. If you need a blessing, bless yourself and allow yourself to have that magical light within you shine and help you through these challenging, any challenging times. Okay. Let's rock this year, 2023. Let's freaking rock it. I'm excited about this year, honestly. It is such a beautiful energy. I've been looking at the energy. We've been in some intensity the last couple of years. And this year, it's a very nurturing, spiritual, compassionate year. You're going to start to see that more and more and more as we go into 23. I have a group. It's called Awaken. If you don't know about it, it is such a sacred space. We awaken to the truth of who we are week after week after week. And it's very affordable for anyone. So check it out and come be a part of my tribe. I invite you. And do these three things. If you're going through a challenging time, then you have to be the one. You've got to be the one to push yourself through it. No one can do it for you. Okay. So much love to you all and bye for now. Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.